was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
We'll let you know how you could get his very popular podcast called Gators Breakdown, among other items. Dave, I go back to, well, the 70s, probably Doug Dickey with Florida football. But between, let's say, the end of Charlie Pell until they got to Spurrier, there was some NCAA issues a couple different times. Spurrier gets there, and then during his, I guess, what, first year, they announced they're going to dock him because of what happened prior. That ticked him off. My point is this. Florida's seen some issues, but have you seen anything like what's going on at Tennessee right now?
But like, you know, I've said on your show before, I got the moniker, you know, there's never a dull moment in Gator Nation. And I tell you what, it's probably right there with Ball Nation as well. You know, you go back and look at the 90s and you had Spurrier and you had Fulmer. And then look at just the litany of coaches on both sides you've had since then. And Florida's been able to still, you know, win some national championships since the 90s and still maybe, you know, have an uptick and, you know, a lot of 10-win seasons and Ben Mullen kind of bringing the program back around. And, you know, that long winning streak over Tennessee as well. But, you know, you went from you know, I think you could say, Bill, the craziness at Tennessee just happened when they hired Lane Kiffin, and he's there a year, and ruffling some feathers with Urban Meyer, and he's only there a year, and he leaves, and then they have to go settle for Dooley, and then all the way to Butch Jones, who, you know, probably did bring the program back in some respects, but then they're not necessarily being able to live up to expectations once they got there. And then the approval was supposed to just be the next Saban disciple that was going to be able to do something and didn't do it. And, you know, since we just, for Florida, you know, you went from Spurrier to Zook to Meyer to Muschamp, McElwain, and now Mullen. And, you know, both programs have just went through the car wash of head coaches, but, you know, Florida still being able to find some success along the way, and for whatever reason, Tennessee necessarily not being able to. So, yeah, Bill, it's just, you know, just looking at what I've had to deal with covering Florida and looking at things from a Florida perspective, you know, Tennessee's right up there with just the storylines and the constant change and just making headlines left and right, and not all the time for the good reasons.
Gators lose, and I don't know if that's the right term, a coach to Michigan?
That's not going to happen, Bill. I had to nip that in the bud sometime on Friday. Football Scoop, and then a lot of reports around Gainesville were, you know, picking up on that, saying Christian Robinson was going to leave for Michigan. All that stuff started coming around. I started sharing my thoughts on it, then I get a call from someone pretty close to the situation and saying, hey, let's go ahead and put this out that there's been no offer from Michigan. I don't expect Christian Robinson, the linebacker coach, that's who we're talking about here, to leave. I think there may have been some more talkings behind the scenes over the weekend once Michigan made their defensive coordinator hire, who has a connection back at Georgia, to Christian Robinson with his playing days there. You know, but I think Florida counter-offered, made an offer to stay. But I know as of Friday, when I had mentioned it, that when all the reports were going that he was going to leave Florida and go to Michigan, I had put out there that, you know, not so fast. He didn't have a deal for Michigan, and I think Florida wanted to keep him as well. So that's the way it's going to end up working out. I expect, you know, we'll get some confirmation today, probably from the Florida side, that Christian Robinson will stay at Florida and not go to Michigan.
Yeah, it made no sense. Now, again, everybody's got in their mind their own pathway, but why would you risk your future going to a situation that is probably not going to last? And that's the Michigan situation. That would make – unless Florida just told you to get out, you know, and you needed to go find a gig, but that's not the case.
That was part of a rumor, too, Bill, that was not true at all. You know, right. Florida was not looking to get rid of Christian Robinson. I guess you could look at not necessarily being tied at the hip of Todd Grantham. Todd Grantham was his defensive coordinator at Georgia. He brought him along for a grad assistant at Mississippi State and then brought him along for a coaching job at Florida coaching linebackers. You know, he coaches inside linebackers and Todd Grantham coaches the outside linebackers. That's how that's broken up at Florida. And, you know, the thought there is maybe, you know, we don't know how much longer, you know, if Todd Grantham doesn't improve this defense drastically for 2021, you know, maybe how long does Todd Grantham stay in Gainesville last? And maybe looking at a move there, but I kind of agree, maybe Michigan's not necessarily the right place because you don't know the uncertainty there as well. But maybe, you know, the thought of not being necessarily tied to the hip of Todd Grantham. But, you know, I think, you know, probably getting a little – some out there were probably getting ahead of themselves a bit. So I had to kind of quell that rumor a bit, let it just kind of play out. But, you know, it did look like Michigan, and I think his name is McDonald, the defense coordinator they hired. I think there was a connection. I think there was some interest. But when all said and done, it looks like Robinson's going to stay at Florida.
Now, as far as defensive coordinator is concerned, Jeremy Pruitt is available there, Gator Dave. Now, he's radioactive. He's available and radioactive at the same time, but he's available right now.
Yeah, Bill, we'll go back to that a little bit, too. You know, and plus, I think we kind of have to bring up, you know, Mullen's on his own show calls right now. So I don't think, as you said, radioactive Jeremy Pruitt and anybody from that Tennessee staff, I think will be probably waiting a while before they get some jobs in college football to kind of see what their show calls maybe comes out of this, and if they can, you know, if they can even have jobs in NCAA, we'll see, kind of see how serious these allegations and all that stuff go. But Bill, I think, you know, just the weird thing is, I heard you talking earlier. Of course, Tennessee's going to hire an AD first, you know, and then look, Bill. But wasn't it 2 weeks ago we heard, okay, Tennessee can't hire anyone while these investigations are going on, and then a week later Kevin Steele gets hired,
right?
And now he's the active head coach, but that can't be the answer. And my thing is, how long does this play out? Do you let it play out because of the timeline? Is it hard to get who you want to with all the questions surrounding what the sanctions may be? Can you go out there and get your top target? You know, will they be willing to come with not knowing what the sanctions will be? Or do you have to wait a year, and then are you pretty much wasting that year? You know, what assistant coaches are going to come under Kevin Steele with all the uncertainty? What recruits are going to come with all the uncertainty hanging around the program? So I think if you can make a hire to get some hope, that would help. But also, I guess you can't really force the idea of, you know, hiring a new head coach and not setting your program back again another 3-4 years. So, you know, with the timeline of this and everything that has happened previously for Tennessee, they're in a weird spot here, Bill, to try and rectify the situation. And part of that is because you don't know who the AD is going to be. You don't know how long Kevin Steele is going to be the active head coach. You don't necessarily know who you can hire with everything with the cloud hanging over the program right now.
You can't hire Hugh Freeze. That's out. That's pretty obvious.
No, right. It's obvious. I mean, you can't sit here and say we're firing Jeremy Pruitt for what looks to be, you know, impermissible recruiting and all that kind of stuff, and then go hire Hugh Freeze when, you know, the show calls that he has and everything that happened at Ole Miss. You know, you can't sit here and say we fire this guy for this reason and then hire Hugh Freeze. I mean, there's just absolutely no way. Well, I know he has interest. I think we've heard enough that Tennessee is a job he would like to have, but you completely send the wrong message. And I think the SEC would probably step in at that point also, say, hey, you can't do this and then hire Hugh Freeze. I mean, that would completely send the wrong message of trying to clean the program up.
Might end up with Jamie Chadwell over there at Coastal Carolina. He's an East Tennessee kid. You know, he'd crawl back through for that job no matter what's going on. You know that.
Right. And as I said, as far as this timeline goes, I mean, that's probably somewhere that you're looking at. A guy who's at a lower-tier program, who probably has a lot of stature right now, and you know, with the way Coastal Carolina played this past year, I think, you know, you're probably looking at someone like that who's looking for a way up. I don't know necessarily of another SEC assistant or anything like that. I would be looking at a head coach at a lower tier program that would be, you know, sees that Tennessee job as something he can make out of it. And I think, you know, the uniqueness of that offense, I think would be interesting to see in the SEC with some better athletes that you can recruit at Tennessee.
On a happier note, I saw where they had a baseball national ranking, maybe Baseball America. Florida was number one. Vanderbilt was fourth, I believe. And Ole Miss and Mississippi State were also in the top 10, from what I can tell.
Yeah, Bill, kind of just a continuation of last year. I know Florida was, you know, willing and dealing. I think they, right before the pandemic, they had just suffered their first loss. I think they were,
right.
Oh, I forget the number, 14, 15, maybe even 18, somewhere around there. And before they lost their last game, right before the pandemic hit, they had to cancel the season. So, you know, the Florida baseball team was on a roll like they just kind of have been. And Bill, just kind of starts with pitching. They've just really been being able to just really solidify that. And, you know, it kind of starts there, I think, in college baseball a good bit. You know, they've deadened the bats over the last couple of years. I think that's made pitching a little bit more important in the college game. And, you know, you can be hard-pressed to find a program out there that's put as many pitchers out there as Florida has as far as recruiting goes, putting them in the league, and then, you know, just finding kind of sprinkling in the bats as well. But, yeah, it'd be interesting to see, you know, with everything that went on last year and how they probably can continue that from last year, you know, being one of the nation's best teams and kind of continuing that trend from about the last decade now.
Gator Dave, tell everybody how they can get your podcast.
Yep, everybody can get Gators Breakdown at news4jax.com/GatorsBreakdown or your favorite podcast platform, YouTube version out there as well. Big, big, Bill, we took a big preview, our first look at the what we think the 2021 offense will look like. We'll do the same for the defense next week, but it is a big deep dive of about an hour long into what we think the, you know, transformation from Kyle Trask to Emory Jones and more of a run approach offense will look like.
I will listen to it with one caveat. You want to know what that is? You didn't use the term way too early.
I just used early preview.
Okay, that's okay. Just nothing wrong with that. Yeah. the way too early thing is an issue for me. Everybody feels obligated to say that, and it's not. Anyways, good stuff, good friend. Appreciate you. See you next week.
Thanks, Bill.
There you go. There he is. Gator Dave does an outstanding job. We have the rest of the way, except Griff. Yeah, Griff will be with us about 20 minutes into hour number three, but we have a lot of chill time here, a lot of extemporaneous hangout time where we can discuss. We're going to get right back into the, you know, the nuclear plant is in Oak Ridge, which is not far from Rocky Top. It's right there. I mean, it's almost one of the same. It's almost like a detonation went off there or something. That's what this feels like concerning Tennessee. If you watched it, now listening to the press conference is one thing, but if you looked at the morgue scene, which was that press conference, Dondi Plowman in the middle, to her right, Fulmer, to her left, the president, brutal. I mean, it looked like a we're shutting it down type scene. Well, that's not what they said, obviously, but it was macabre, to say the least. All right, let's do this. Let's break, and then we'll come back with plenty to get to. Omni, Nashville Hotel.
Good morning again. They've got that wreck to the side. People are still slowing down to Rubberneck at times here on 24 westbound at Harding Place. It's already busy enough in this area as it is in this part of town. 40 eastbound near Church Street, moving a crash over to the side. Traffic's on the increase now through Mount Juliet on I-40 coming in to Hermitage. Hey, Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies will be hosting Sleep of the Sharks March 27th. All the details right now at ripleysaquariumofthesmokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Hey guys, it's Zach from Millennial Sports Mornings here to talk to you about Hayes Nissan of Rivergate. They have been serving the Nashville area for more than 28 years with a long-standing tradition of providing outstanding customer service to anyone who steps on their lot. Whether you're looking to buy, lease, or service your vehicle, you can be sure that their team will dedicate themselves to your individual needs. They also offer much more than just legendary customer service. They will help you find the vehicle that fits your lifestyle, personality, and most importantly, your budget. If you like what you hear, then simply call to schedule an appointment at 615-865-7220. Again, that's 615-865-7220. Or you can just stop by at 1550 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison and check them out on the web at nissanofrivergate.com. And look, you can trust me. Not only am I a spokesperson, but I'm a customer. That's Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
I'm Blair Durham from Bart Durham Injury Law. We are open 24/7. Our team is working remotely so that we can stay connected during these times. We can get to work for you without a face-to-face meeting. We will get through this together. Our firm has been here 50 years and plan on 50 more. During scary times like these, we have to stay connected. Check out our social media to see how we can help our community and friends. I'm Blair Durham. We will get through this together.
Whether you're a startup business or an established brand, Stripe Design and Print want to help you ensure you establish the best brand for your business. From new projects to updating existing files, Stripe Design and Print has the expertise to turn your project into a reality. With banners, apparel, business cards, and more, Stripe Design and Print has you covered. Log on for a free consultation at StripeDesignPrint.com. That's StripeDesignPrint.com.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on the Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and this week features news from Pit Bull joining NASCAR, paint schemes coming out of the Hendrick Motorsports camp, as well as what happened at this past weekend's Chili Bowl. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hey, gang, I'm Brendan Gaughan, and you're listening to The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
Don't forget to like us at facebook.com/TheFinalLap. We'd appreciate it. Every single weekday right here.
Biscuits, kitchen notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel does, and Bill King loves them all.
Karen on Twitter. Bill, I think Tennessee posting his termination letter, Fulmer then saying recruiting was good, all of it was very Mickey Mouse low class. Now, I think that termination letter, because it's a public university's public info, so might as well get it out there. I don't really have a big problem with that, but when, and I don't remember the exact question, but somebody asked Fulmer about how things are going or were going, and he said, oh, the recruiting's going, and he kind of paused, and then he said, they had like 5 to 7 decommits around commitments. And the recruiting is not going too well for them. How are you going to sell a program right now that willingly is at a press conference with the chancellor looking in the camera saying, this is bad. Just giving it up, not even tiptoeing around it. I mean, it's suspicious because it's like Tennessee wants it to be bad. You may say, Bill, why would they want it to be bad? Because they can get rid of Jeremy Pruitt and not pay him. Yeah, the whole setup on Monday, that press conference, was highly suspicious to me. You know, you have the story you're told, which is in any walk of life, right? And then you have the real story. I don't think we got close to the bottom of this with that press conference yesterday, nor will they wanting to get to the bottom of it. She said, and I give her credit, Don D. Plowman, the chancellor, there's going to be some things here I can't talk about. It's ongoing. I get that. No, I understand that. I'm just saying I am highly suspicious of some of the reasoning I'm hearing out there. And I've talked to a few coaches yesterday. I've been hearing about this. Now, not necessarily Skolkan gets fired, but things going on there, I hear that about a lot of places. But from year one under Pruitt, look, folks, stuff goes on. Stuff goes on everywhere. Now, I don't know if it's to the extent of what they're alleging at Tennessee, but stuff goes on. There are arrangements made. I don't care where you're at. It's how well you dodge the bullets is that that's the key to the game right there. Let me take a call. Aliquippa Bob, I believe, has been holding on. What's up, Bob? How you doing today, sir?
Hey, Bill. How you doing?
Doing good.
Listen to all this. I'm with you. I'm sitting here trying to make sense of this whole thing. I got a number of questions, and I don't follow it that closely, and I don't mean to be offensive to any Tennessee fans because I have a lot of friends that are Tennessee fans. I don't understand. It looks, Bill, like Tennessee is intentionally wrecking their program. I don't know that I agree that it's just the buyout Pruitt. There's got to be something more to this and bigger to this because, in essence, they are just destroying their own program for a number of years here.
Right.
And you know, Bill, the other thing I don't get is Fulmer. Now, Fulmer up here in Pittsburgh, because of the Johnny Majors thing, does not have very good reputation.
I can imagine.
People up here don't think very highly of Fulmer or Tennessee for what went on with all that. But why wouldn't you just – I mean, Fulmer's 70 years old. If you had an inkling that this stuff was going on, why don't you just push Fulmer out, get a new AD so you have a new AD in place to come in and clean this mess up, and then – You're in position to hire a coach. I don't get that part.
Let me back up a little bit. Fulmer has announced his retirement. They're going to search for a new AD. He's going to stay in place until then, and then the new AD goes and gets the coach. So Fulmer is out. They didn't, quote, the way they're presenting this, they didn't push him out. That's what they're telling us. I'm not sure I think they did, but he's out. Regardless of how it happened, he's gone.
Yeah, but Bill, now they're under the gun to go out and hurry up and bring an AD in really fast so that they can bring a new head coach on.
Right.
I just don't get that part of it. Are these infractions you're hearing? I don't know what you're hearing, and I know you can't discuss it, but are they of the nature that this is really bad, or are they of the nature that, hey, everybody's doing this stuff?
I can tell you this involves money going to players. Period. I mean, that's what we're talking about. So, and it goes on, but I mean, Don D. Plowman said it seems like repeatedly level one and level two, but plural violations. She can't tell us how many there are because it's still ongoing. They had a meeting Friday with the lawyers who unloaded all this on them. And at that point, apparently Friday, they made the decision to, let's get through the weekend, but we're going to have to terminate a whole lot of people, which they terminated 10 people, including Pruitt, on Monday with termination letters. So we don't know how many, but that's what this is. I can tell you that.
Okay.
Which is
maybe that rests some of my suspicions, but I just thought there was something bigger here because it just seems to me that they are just tearing this program down for the next several years. Because who's going to want to come in and coach under sanctions like you and Gator Dave were talking about? And then, Bill, you know, the name most, whether Tennessee wanted the guy or not, the name most associated with that job was Hugh Freeze.
Right.
And I agree with Dave, and I was trying to call earlier, that was going to be my point. You can forget about Hugh Freeze now. I don't see how they bring him in as the coach.
Not a chance.
So,
yeah.
Yeah.
They asked her, I don't know if you got to see it, but a reporter asked it vaguely, would the pursuit of a new coach be problematic if that coach had an NCAA past? And basically, she danced around it, but the answer is yes. That'd be a problem.
I don't see how you can, Bill. I know after all we went through up here with that Sandusky nonsense.
Right.
You know, they're still walking around on eggshells up here. You know, they're so nervous about every little thing that they do. So, to me, you're going to bring a coach in that may not be your best hire. You're going to give him a 3 or 4 year contract, and you may be digging yourself an even deeper hole. So I don't know, Bill. I'll be anxious to see how this all plays out. But to me, none of this makes any sense. So.
The guy that makes sense for them, who I don't think would look at it negatively, as in we're not going to win, it's going to be tough to recruit until we get past this, would be Jamie Chadwell. He's at Coastal Carolina. He's a well-known name. He had a heck of a team last year. You know that he would probably crawl there, and he'd probably, if you think about it, Bob, he'd probably look at the early years as a gift because nothing would be expected.
Well, that's true. What are you going to do, Bill? You're going to give him a 5-6 year contract?
You'd probably give him a 5-year contract, and make it incentive laden. It'd be a lot more money he's making at Coastal Carolina. I don't think he's making 7 figures there, but. But to me, you know, you take your young family, you move back to Rocky Top, and you say, hey, we've got about a 2-year honeymoon here.
Well, yeah, but the thing is, too, Bill, if he goes there and he falls flat in those first 2 or 3 years because of whatever sanctions come down the pipeline,
yeah,
maybe he ruins himself, too. You know, he's got to look at that also. I mean, let me ask you, Bill, I'm not familiar with Tennessee football that closely. Is it a good top 10 job? I mean, is it one of the top 10 desirable jobs in the country?
I wouldn't think so. I think there are times it has been, but not right now. You got to remember, since Lane Kiffin, they've had this job open, Dooley, Sergeant Carter, and am I skipping somebody now? Pruitt. So this will be four. So they'll have like 5 or 6 coaches in the last 12 years or something at Tennessee. They tried many names and been turned down upteen times. That will tell you the coaches aren't looking at it that way right now. Now, resource-wise and everything else, it's top 10. But production, it's not even close.
Was that because of former Bill?
Well, it's because they continually hire the wrong head coach. Fulmer's only had one hire, and that was Pruitt.
But, I mean, the fact that Fulmer was there and so close to the program, does that turn a lot of good coaches away?
Oh, I don't think so prior. No. Not prior. Because you got to remember, here's what's weird. They didn't even want Fulmer to be the AD. They passed on him the last time. He only got the job when they ran Curry out because of the job search fiasco of 3 years ago. It's a constant mess. They did not want Fulmer. All right. Hey, Bob, I'm at the bottom here, but stay in touch, good friend. Appreciate it, man.
Thank you very much.
All right, we got to take a break, and we're coming right back. Griffin, about an hour. Hour or less, somewhere in there. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. I'm looking at 2 cars up against the wall. TDOT should be here any moment on 24 westbound at Haywood Lane. There's just so much traffic volume in this area coming in from Rutherford County. Again, it's pretty busy up through here. A lot of rubbernecking on 24 westbound because of this crash here up against the wall at Haywood Lane. Starting to get a little bit busy at times now on 24 coming in from Jolton. Check out the Andre Chicken Sandwich now available at Princess Hot Chicken. 5814 Nolensville Pike. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Come on, one more rep. You got this.
10.
There it is. Nice work, man. You're a beast.
Thanks, man. I feel better than I have in years. And I got to tell you, taking Nugenix makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas. The big hurt, right?
Oh, yeah. This is a legit product. The key ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass.
Well, it's clearly working for you. Hey, are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, Nugenix is a great way to increase lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Man, I need to get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix.
No problem. You just got to send them a text. Text STREAK to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Nugenix samples are not available in stores, so text STREAK to 321-321 right now. Text STREAK to 321-321. That's STREAK to 321-321.
Now that 2020 is behind us, let's make 2021 the most relaxing year. Mokara Salon and Spa is located on the fourth floor of the Omni Nashville Hotel. And Mokara Salon and Spa offers a full-service spa experience. Relax in the comfort of the signature Mokara Spa as you're pampered with the ultimate spa experience. Make time for a soothing facial, massage, manicure, or pedicure as you rejuvenate in this refined, quiet oasis. Your treatment begins in the exquisite relaxation room. And whether you're enjoying a signature body treatment or just visiting the salon, you're sure to enjoy every minute of Mokara Salon and Spa. This Valentine's Day, give her the gift of relaxation. Mokara Salon and Spa. Open Friday through Sunday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. To make an appointment, call 615-761-3600. Mokara Salon and Spa. Located on the fourth floor of the Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
When you're Middle Tennessee's community bank, you have a greater responsibility than just offering a menu of smart financial services. You make it your mission to know your neighbors and meet their needs, and you invest in the people around you, from the new family to the small business. At Wilson Bank and Trust, we're proud to be the kind of institution that's always working to make our great community even greater. Thank you for supporting us in our efforts to serve, give, and grow. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Mostly cloudy, high 53. Mostly cloudy tonight, low 31. Sunny tomorrow, high 48. Partly cloudy with a chance of showers. Wednesday night, low 37. Thursday, a chance of showers, high 54. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network and Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Bob Stein.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Music City Todd approved. The Bill King Show.
Oh, and here's the other thing. I'll know who the snitch is. Yeah, that won't be hard. Just be patient with me. I've got to do like Tennessee and know when the proper time is. I might do like a news dump on a Friday night or something. Nobody's looking. Doug DiBiase, Bill, any sightings of John Gruden yet in Knoxville shopping for homes? Yeah, it's the old, you know, John was a GA there, and his wife was a pom-pom girl there, and they met, and they've always wanted to get back to Rocky Top. Remember last time? When they were looking for a coach and they went through all those names and they fired everybody and then Fulmer took over. They set up a camera at this hangar in McGee Tyson Airport, which is the airport up there. And it just stayed on the whole time. So you could tune in on Twitter and let me see if I can see anything moving in there. People are watching this thing. I swear to goodness, people were watching this like it was a thing. You had former players tweeting, from what I'm hearing, some incredible news. If what I heard is right, oh my goodness, y'all, this is it. That was everywhere. I mean, and there was zero credibility to any of it. None at all. Rod, a Buckeye in Texas. Bill, Bruce Pearl is the snitch. Add another hot dog to the grill. Josh, Bill, do you think Tennessee can get Shiano? All right, I see all these people tweeting. Yeah, I guess a little regret there about the Shiano rejection. Tennessee doesn't regret that at all. I don't say John Curry thing. They're not looking back thinking we should have taken Shiano. That's a Twitter thing. Jim Wilco says, Bill, two words, skull canned. That's pretty good. I like that. Rob in the 540. Bill, my guy at Virginia Tech, Hendon Hooker, transferred to Rocky Top. Do you see all the stars align now for Hugh Freeze? Laugh out loud, he says. You and I have as good a chance probably at getting that job as Hugh Freeze does. Pee Wee Herman has as good a shot as Hugh Freeze. Couple more, I'm going to get the call. But couple more. Gary Joe Collins, I mean, I've got an endless supply of this stuff on Twitter this morning. Gary Joe Collins, Tim Couch, Country in Kentucky. Bill, just wow. Kentucky was the poster child for football dysfunction for decades, ever since they gave the Bear the Mickey Mouse watch and Rupp the caddy. Tennessee said, hold my beer, Kyets, watch us. That's Kyets. Spelt phonetically, I like it. What was the stat that I was looking at? Tennessee has had, is it four or five coaches since Kentucky hired Stoopsy? Yeah, Tennessee has had four coaches since Kentucky brought in Mark Stoops. There's you a stat, y'all. There's you a stat that is very damning to the dysfunction and incompetence that has prevailed forever on Rocky Top. And apparently there's no end in sight. Kevin checking in this morning down in Georgia. Bill, pretty sure Charlie Weiss and Fulmer have the same genetics. Perry Mason, Bill, Fulmer was hailed by all Tennessee. I think a statue is going to go up before long. Fatmer was in charge, and he got a complete pass. It's unreal. Well, you got to remember, the last time John Curry had been the AD for a few years, a couple of years there, and he was going out interviewing people. And the last one was Leach. They told him while he was out there with Leach, come on back. Get back now. We didn't even give you permission to go out there. It's a big snit. Gets back, he gets fired. He tried Brom. He tried the coach at NC State. They, I don't know how many times they've circled back on the mullet. They tried all kinds of people. And they settled on Pruitt this time. But yeah. Jim down in Jupiter. What's up, Jim?
Good morning, sir.
Morning.
Do you still own that pest control company?
No. No.
Oh, okay. Well, either way, you had your, you know, you did that. So you know how to find a rat. You're going to find that rat. I guarantee it. You go find that rat because we need to know.
The snitch is obviously, they needed this snitch. And they had a willing accomplice who probably got sideways with Pruitt or doesn't like Pruitt or something, knew all that was going on, probably was never going to reveal anything until they needed it. And they found their guy or gal, probably a guy, I'm suggesting, but November the 13th, this snitch comes clean.
Unbelievable. I mean, you and I and most of your listeners know that if you go looking, you're going to find something, and you're going to find something really, really bad that's going to, you know, look bad. This, like I told you, this was a setup. They didn't want to pay the guy, but now they're going to just trash their program put it like it's, I mean, it's already in the trash, but now you're adding, you know, the NCAA is coming now, right?
Because NCAA is already come. Yeah, NCAA is already there.
And you didn't want to, because you brought, because they brought attention to this instead of just firing the guy and just letting it go. Just a complete disaster. And think about it. Think about, you were talking about it a little bit. Remember the last time nobody wanted the job? Dave Doran didn't want the job. Are you kidding me? That guy stinks.
Brom didn't want the job.
He didn't want the job.
Brom preferred Purdue football to Rocky Top.
Yeah. That's where Tennessee is now. And like you're saying, I mean, I don't know anything about the Coastal Carolina guy. Maybe, you know, maybe it's home for him, and maybe that's why he would take it. But this job is not attractive to anyone. It's just 1998 was a lifetime ago, you know. And I just can't believe they did it to themselves here. I mean, just fire Pruitt. I mean, the results weren't there. Just fire him. Take the freaking loss of money. I mean, you're in the SEC. You make all this money as it is. Your school's loaded with cash as it is. Take the money and start over. But now you don't. They bring attention like this to the program. Just awful. And I can't. I mean, I hope that some of this comes on Fulmer's head, because we all know that. Talk about rats. He's the biggest rat there is. And you know, this guy, it's just, it's crazy that he even was brought back, and what he's done there. I mean, it's just really bad. But like I said, I mean, he's got that title. I guess that's that'll be his saving grace. But man, crazy stuff. But keep talking about it and find that rat for us.
All right. Thanks, Jim, down in Jupiter. Yeah, Fulmer will have left Tennessee now twice in somewhat humiliation. Now, just to repeat, Don D. Plowman says he is not involved in any of the cheating, and I believe that. I'm not going there with him. But the way he goes out again, now in 08 he got fired, unhired as the football coach. This time he goes out with the program in the continued depths of despair. Karen, Bill, the public humiliation of Pruitt will make it very hard to hire any alpha coach. They leaked that before he even had time to respond. It's unbelievable. Oh, they weren't going to get an alpha coach regardless. If they fired Jeremy Pruitt just because he's not winning, and you know, a lot of times you get fired just for not winning. That's very common. They weren't going to get an alpha coach. Alpha coaches are not lining up for this job. That doesn't mean you can't go get a coach who could do a good job eventually. I'm not saying that. But a proven, has already done it as a head coach, that alpha coach, he ain't coming to Rocky Top regardless. We already know that. They've had numerous openings, and they never got the alpha coach, ever. Never had a chance. Alpha coaches are not saying, I'd like someday to get to Rocky Top. They're not doing. Now, could a Jamie Chadwell come in there, and if you gave him time, get it back right? Sure. Sure. But proven on a D1 Power 5 level. I've already done it. I already know what it's like to be in the main office. I'm the head guy. I've developed this team. I've recruited. I've developed the players. We've put them in the NFL. We've won games. That guy ain't looking at Rocky Top, regardless of the mess. That's just the truth. Might sound harsh, but it's the truth. We need one more break here, hour number two. Omni, Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Still working this wreck here. THP's on the scene. It's 24 westbound between 440 and I-40. It's actually closer to I-40 there on 24 going westbound, but it starts to slow on 24 westbound once you get up there around 440. It's starting to pick up also down Ellington Parkway, 65 south, finally on the increase here at Trinity Lane. Hey, you never know when you might need them. Free at last bail bonds serving Davidson County, Williamson, and even Rutherford County. That's 242 free. I'm Commander Chuck. with your on-time traffic.
The award-winning Bob's Steak and Chop House, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, is a nationally renowned steakhouse specializing in the finest corn-fed Midwestern prime beef. The menu formula is simple. Incredible meat, gigantic shrimp, fabulous salads, and decadent desserts. Classic steakhouse food prepared and presented in a manner that Bon Appetit calls the kind of fare you'll want to go back for again and again. Voted one of the top 50 restaurants in the country by Travel and Leisure magazine, and one of only 11 steakhouses in America that serves A5 Wagyu beef. Bob's Steak and Chop House is ready to host your private holiday parties and get-togethers. And if you need a stocking stuffer, there's no better gift than a Bob's Steak and Chop House gift card. To book your private holiday party, call 615-761-3707. Located downtown at the Omni Nashville Hotel, Bob's Steak and Chop House.
Lynch Tree Service has been helping Middle Tennesseans for more than 25 years. Whether you need tree pruning and maintenance, stump grinding, or even land clearing, Lynch Tree Service is here to help. Their number one priority is to provide customers with the best tree services possible at an extremely competitive price. For more info, give them a call at 615-444-4676 or look them up on the web at lynchtreeservice.com.
What is it about a classic that appeals to us? Hello, I'm Sammy Stewart, president of F&M Bank. There are a few classics that haven't changed. This truck and these glasses. You know, with proper maintenance and a few upgrades, a classic still works today. We invite you to experience the classic customer service at F&M Bank that has been our hallmark since 1906. Check us out at myfmbank.com.
F&M Bank, your money.
Smart choice.
He's back and we've got him. The George Plaster Show.
Hold on, who is that person?
That was me. Over the bag of Cheetos.
Terry, how long have you been on radio in this market? At what moment do you think when you're doing a live bid, it's okay to open Cheetos on the air?
What in the hell?
Live, local, George Plaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Get closer to Bill King, 615-844-5600.
Bama Bork. Bill, none of this surprises us. Fulmer has always endorsed the concept of the snitch, trailing all the way back to the behind-the-scenes snitching program on trying to bring the Alabama program back down in the early 90s. I like the way, watching that press conference yesterday, I like the way Dondi Plowman, November the 13th, a credible source came forward with some info. So a snitch just appears in November conveniently. Hey, I got some stuff here. You want in on it? You want to hear about it? That is something else. Yeah, we're not. I don't hear enough. And again, I didn't get to. The only thing I got to monitor a bit yesterday was Feinbaum because they had the press conference, so I could see it. I wanted to watch it, not just hear it. And then I wanted to hear what some of the comments were. Chris Lowe came on, but I didn't hear anybody bring that up. Isn't that suspicious? Two things. Let me repeat. From that press conference, other than the morgue-like atmosphere, Fulmer looked totally exhausted and deflated. Like, I came back, I'm now 70, and I'm going to be limping out of here again. This thing has crumbled. You got to remember, that was his choice, Jeremy Pruitt. His guy. This is the guy that's going to lead us back. and it was a miserable failure by Philip Fulmer. Absolutely miserable. But two things I can't get beyond. One, the snitch. November 13th, just again, conveniently makes an appearance and has lots of damning info. Number two, Dondi Plowman's willingness to stress how bad this is. Now, I'm not saying she's misleading us. Maybe it is that bad. It sounds like it is. But that's not protocol. Typically, you would not go that route. It's almost like they're gleeful. They've got something here. That's my suspicion. Yeah, there's something, folks, missing here. There's something nefarious missing here. There's some missing clues that we do not see yet that I'm very suspicious of. Yeah, I find this whole thing very, very odd. Brown man, Bill, can you recap the news for Tennessee? For those of us who woke up late. Tennessee had a press conference yesterday. Skolkan is unhired. Nine others under him, including two on-the-field coaches, Niedermeyer and Shelton Felton, unhired. And a bunch of people in the recruiting office, including females. So 10 got termination letters on Monday due to information provided by a snitch that showed up in November. They've hired lawyers, and these lawyers are from Overland Park, Kansas, who one of the things they specialize in is these type investigations. Apparently, they're digging stuff up based on the information from the snitch. Jeremy Pruitt met with the lawyers on Thursday, I guess in a Zoom meeting. He had his lawyers with him. And the NCAA was monitoring that. All these Zoom interviews regarding the lawyers and this NCAA issue has been monitored by the NCAA too, according to Dondi Plowman. They're listening in, they're watching, they're taking copious notes. 614 Rob up in Ohio. Bill, the SEC is out of control. Dan Mullen, Jeremy Pruitt, Hugh Freeze is now the leading candidate to return. Who's next? SEC. SEC, he says. Well, yes, it's messy, mainly at Tennessee, though, right now. Now, other schools have unhired coaches and brought the new guy in, Auburn, Vanderbilt, etc. Tennessee's just unhired their coach. But just the SEC has always been kind of like this. I mean, go back to Alabama had a stretch. Alabama fans can tell you, the ones that lived it. That was just as bad as this, and in some cases maybe more embarrassing. You had the whole Mike DeBose debacle, where they actually brought him back. There was a situation with the secretary. There was all kinds of problems under him, and then they lost bad. 99 season saved him for a little while, not long, and then it was a disaster after that. Had to run him off. Mike Price was a disaster. He was at a strip club down in Pensacola. Artie's Angels made a fool out of himself. They had to fire him. They panicked and hired Mike Shula. That did not work well at all. They've been through a ton. There was a stretch. You had NCAA stuff coming at them left and right. Some of it because of Fulmer snitching. Yes. So this league has always been messy. There's always some kind of huge commotion going on. The SEC does that. SEC does a lot of things better than everybody else, but they do the controversial stuff better, too. Golden Domer 98. And it's a video on YouTube Is that the video where Jeremy Pruitt says he's never heard of asparagus? I think that's it. Have you any of you seen that? It's many years ago with Jeremy Pruitt and his dad. His dad's a high school coach. 614 Rob, Bill, I heard that Tennessee has posted all of their job openings on Craigslist. Josh in London, Ohio. Bill, Tommy Herman. That'd be TB Tommy is looking for a job. He may be interested, Bill. Just saying. Golden Domer, how about the part, Bill, where Fulmer was asked about Jeremy's tenure? His reply, recruiting was good while having a press conference firing Pruitt for recruiting violations. That was really odd. Fulmer did not have any idea what to say there. So he just went back to the recruiting was, and then he kind of paused. Good. What? He knew right when he said that. What am I talking about here? Good, as he just said, Vol Nation, you're firing a guy for recruiting violations. How was it good? Hour 3 coming up.